From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Michael Taylor reading Warpath by Stanley Vestal. Now, let's begin with Warpath. Part 1, The Training of a Warrior. Chapter 1, The Son of a Chief. This book is the life story of a famous warrior, chief, and hunter of the Sioux, a daredevil who fought for honor, loot, and country, and for sheer love of adventure. His people, the Prairie Sioux, hunted buffalo for a living, and since man must eat before he can fight, this story properly begins with a buffalo hunt. Behind a grassy ridge near the Black Hills, 20 hunters, straight of back and bowed of legs, already mounted on their restless buffalo ponies, waited impatiently for the signal to charge upon their shaggy quarry. The men were eager, clutching their bows. Even the horses seemed to know what was up. As the chief of the hunters raised his head to look over the hilltop at the dark mass of bison on the flats beyond. Suddenly he called out, "Hoopa! Let's go!" and laid the lash to his barebacked horse. It shot away. In a flash, the others, not to be left behind, sped after him over the hill like a flight of arrows, straight for the buffalo. It was early in the day and the animals were feeding. Here and there a huge old bull was rolling on the grass, or a column of dust rose up from the scene of some obstinate fight. The wind was favorable, the morning cool, the ground firm and almost level, the herd only 300 yards away. As the hunters raced down the slope, they saw a sudden movement, a wavering among the buffalo. The bulls on the outskirts whirled and plunged away, pushing against the bison in their path. In a moment, the whole herd was in motion. Before the racing horses could reach the buffalo, the cows were in the lead, leaving the